The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Well, we've got one phone line working. I mean, that's not... The world is a miserable place at the moment, so we just thought, let's have the last 3 hours of the week. We'll have a laugh, we'll have some fun. I want to hear your good news. Anything joyous you want to share, we'll take. You want to phone up, make silly noises, you can. We have only got one. Sometimes it's two lines working, so we appreciate your patience. If you're calling, thank you, thank you, thank you. The phone number is 03-44-499-1000. We may open the secret phone line later on, we may not. Let's see how we get on. Line one, you're on the wireless. Okay, you were too slow. Let us go to line two. Two, you're on the wireless. Hello?
Ian?
Yes?
Right, I sent you an email yesterday. You never got back to me.
Okay, what was the email?
It was me thanking you.
Let me have a little look. Let me...
I didn't even think I'd gotten so quick.
We've only got one line working, so you got on. Do you want to tell us your name, or is that a secret?
I think. No, it's Anthony.
I think I know which email you mean. Here's the thing. I don't always get back, and I don't. I thought I did remember that, but I don't see that email. Did you have that one come through, Kath? Because sometimes they come through to me.
No.
And sometimes they come through to Catherine. Hang on, because I think I know. Do you want to? I seem to remember it being quite a personal email. But what was it? Oh, mate, yes. Do you know what? I was going to reply to your email because that was some heavy stuff, man. I'm glad you're alive.
Yes, thank you.
No, I'm glad you're like, listen, here's the thing. People can email me and Kath. We both get them. Sometimes one of us gets them, but if it's for the other, we forward it on ian@ianlee.com. We don't always reply. We can't always reply. I was going to reply to yours, Anthony, because, I'm not going to say what's in it because that's not my business, but, thanks for sharing your story with me.
I appreciate that. I just wanted to say, thank you again for, I literally, half an hour ago, I was just watching your stuff again, how open and honest you were about situations. And it's made me, just be open and honest about stuff. And it's, helped me so much. So that's all I wanted to say.
Hey, listen, man, I can see you were in a dark place. I can hear that if you're not in the best place yet, you're certainly heading in that direction. And for me, talking about this stuff saved my life. And some people go, you go on about it too much. I don't give a shit if people think I go on about it too much. It saved my life. And I'm aware that it's also helped people like you and other people. But on a selfish level, for me, it's about me. If I don't get this stuff out, this poison, this darkness out of me, I'm going to die. So yeah, I'm going to keep talking, man. So,
And that's what I stopped doing. I stopped talking. And literally in Malta, I started talking.
Yeah.
Purely because of watching you, and just pure for your honesty of everything.
Am I allowed to say why you were going to Malta? Would you rather not? It's fine.
I ran.
You were running away and you were going to kill yourself. Have I read that right?
Correct.
What can I ask? Because this might be useful for somebody else listening. And also, I'm nosy. What happened in Malta that made you go, do you know what? I'm not going to kill myself. I'm going to try and find a way around this situation and try and sort something out. Was there a moment? Was there a phone call? Was there a walk along a beach? What was it that turned it around?
I started talking.
Yeah.
Purely because of watching you and the way you've been. I started watching the way you were talking to other people. I watched a couple of phone calls of the way you talk to people.
Yeah.
And I just picked up the phone, I called my mum, and I said, let's talk. And I just opened up, I was honest. I was like, do you know what? Let's come home. Let's give this a go.
Good. 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 I'm glad you're alive. I appreciate your service. I can't begin to imagine what you've seen and what you've experienced and what you felt. But I'm grateful for the work that you have done. And I'm even more grateful that you're still alive and that, you're here. If I played a tiny part in that, that's wicked. But you did it. You did the work, man. And you turned it around and you're making this phone call. And that is wonderful. So well done.
Well, thank you. I'm willing to give this another go. One go. We're going to make an effort.
Yeah.
And try and get better for my family and everyone.
It is an effort. By the way,
and myself.
So. The whole Limmy thing was kind of a bit of theatre, so don't worry about that. I've got Limmy and I have a lot of respect for each other, so don't worry too much about that. We're all cool.
Sorry, mate. I'm sorry I put that on.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's sometimes a little bit of theatre online. People take it as very, very serious. And the whole Limmy thing was just a little bit of fun. So don't worry about that. I think Limmy is one of the greatest talents in the world and is a very unique performer. So to have been involved in even a tiny way in his world, yeah, that'll do me, man. That makes me happy.
Cool. Anyway, right, I'm going to go.
Thank you, mate.
It's an absolute pleasure, and I thank you again for just waking me up a bit, because I know what you've been through, and literally, when I was in Malta, I was on the beach with a towel on the beach. It was no holiday, and I was just listening to you on talk radio, talking to people, and the way you talk to people and was so open and honest, I was like, do you know what? Let's be honest. And it made me ring my mum, and I just literally opened up to her and just was honest about everything.
Good. Honesty is the key. I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. So I don't get back. I can't reply to many of the emails, but yours was one.
Oh, sorry. Fine.
No, yours was one. And then it just, I'm so bad. If I don't reply to an email straight away, I forget. But I did read your email. I have it in front of me now, Anthony. And I was really touched that you shared that with me. Mate, have a good weekend. Lots of love to you. Lots of love to your mum. And we'll speak again in the future.
I'm sure we will. I'll tell you what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'm at the doctor's on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and get, help, everything. If not, I'm going to... Because I got back, like 5 days ago.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So recent stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to seek some help. Mm. And... in a month or so, I'll give you a bell back.
Wicked. Yeah, all right, let's make it a date. I will speak to you towards the end of October. If
Perfect.
Not before, you can call me before if you want, man.
No need. We're all good. But genuinely, from watching all your videos, I just want to thank you for... You opened me up a little bit.
Oh, cheeky.
Just for being so honest.
Good. I'm glad to have helped in a small way, Anthony. You take care of yourself and we'll speak soon.
You too.
Thank you, mate. Bye-bye.
See you, mate.
What a nice guy. What a nice guy. And it could have been, could have been very, very different. Ian@ianlee.com. If you want to email me, both me and Catherine in charge of that email address, so don't think you're going to get me privately or you're going to get Catherine privately. And also, for some reason, I don't quite know why, randomly, it's like a pachinko machine. Half the that's a strange reference. Half of the emails seem to go to Kath's phone and half the emails seem to go to my phone. But if there's one that's specifically for me, Kath sends it to me and vice versa. Let's go to line one. One, you're on the wireless.
Boom! Hello!
Hello?
Hello?
Are you on speakerphone? Don't be.
Yeah, I am.
Don't be.
I am on speakerphone.
Don't be.
And now I'm off phone.
Excellent.
I finally got through.
Well done.
Right, how things?
Yeah, things are great. We're having, I wish the phones worked a bit better, but we've got two lines working. That'll do for us. We're getting some great calls. We are celebrating life and love and light, and we are
Brilliant.
Not getting any of the darkness into the show tonight. What can we do for you?
Well, I was just going to ring up to bring some hilarity and probably some sex times talk, but
okay.
the last caller really struck me,
yeah.
that lad and what he's been through. And I suffer from PTSD as well. And I think he might have that. And he was so brave and so courageous saying what he was saying. And, yeah, excellent.
Yeah,
and
no, good for him.
Yeah,
good
what's happening with your phones, man?
Oh, geez, who knows? Who knows? It's only a £25 million studio. We've only been here for 3.5 years, and the phones still don't work. Here's my prediction. The phones will never work properly.
I think it's very, very weird. There's been some strange callers on your show tonight.
Oh, yeah, we often get strange callers. That's when the show is the best. But here's the thing. People always say, you get some strange callers calling you in. But they never wonder if they're one of the strange calls themselves.
No, I have wondered this.
Yep.
I think I am.
Okay.
And I'm happy about that. I'm cool about that. So what I thought was I'll create a new section in your show, which is Ask Ren About Sex, because we were listening and we've been trying to get through, my boyfriend's here, my partner's here, and we thought it was hilarious if we were getting sexy fun times, and then you were on radio, and it just goes straight through to radio, because
we don't want to hear you having sexy fun times, if that's what are you both wearing at the moment?
Oh, fully clothed.
Okay.
Fully clothed.
Okay.
It was normal. It was natural. It was fine.
Okay.
But we did laugh. Like, what if we didn't go through to research and we're in the middle of the old and we're straight live on air?
Well, listen, and if then, it's put through of someone having live sex, well, we listen to it for a little bit until it's too indecent and then we move on to the next call.
Oh, honey, all our sex is indecent.
That's the best way it should be.
I have a high bar.
As long as he can reach it, that's the main thing.
Oh, he can. He's 6'7".
There we go. Beautiful. As long as he can touch your bar, then everybody's happy.
We've talked a few times, haven't we, this week, and we've been, you know, talking about politics and everything else, but it's Friday night, isn't it, man? So what are we doing? What do you want to ask me?
I don't have any questions about sex. I kind of know loads about it.
Okay, good. That's excellent.
I'm being
a reflective practitioner. I'm like a counsellor. I'm counselling you now. Because when we first talked, there was something about squirting that you wanted to get off your chest.
No. Just thought it was interesting. No, I know plenty. I've got documentaries
good.
About it.
Discovery Channel.
Listen, and my partner and I are having a great time discovering things at a medium pace.
Why medium? Why don't you go full throttle? I'm a bit confused.
Because I'm enjoying it at a medium pace.
You don't want to go in hard and fast?
Well, there's all different things. I'm enjoying learning at a medium pace.
Well, that is a very good point. Learning about your partner, learning about your body, learning about how you respond.
Yeah.
You know, female sexuality, male sexuality, how it's all been, can I say the word bastardised on radio?
Of course you can.
I can't.
Of course you can. It's a real word, yes, we can say
bastardized.
That.
Bastardised. You know, it's just been totally stripped down, pulled apart, sexualised doesn't really mean
that's
anything
what we've been doing.
Really anymore.
We've been sitting down and pulling it apart. And it's wicked.
Are you pulling something now, Ian?
No, I'm not.
Are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not masturbating. I don't masturbate at work.
Masturbating.
Yeah, I don't masturbate.
No, nobody should do.
No.
Terrible business, that.
Okay. Okay. Well, listen, Ren, you go off and have some sexy fun time. The medium pace was, I can only play a bit of this. This is a great song. Do you know this song? I can only play a little bit of this before it gets too,
Put your arms around me, baby. Can't you see I need you so? Hold me close against your skin. I'm about to begin loving you. Spit on your hand and stroke my cup.
There we go.
Stroke my cat.
Stroke my cat. Spit on your hand and stroke my cat.
Oh, don't spit on your hand. They don't like that. They've got their own spit.
It's a great song. I'll send you the link, Sam. You used to play a version of that on XFM when I was on 20 years ago, where we bleeped it. We bleeped it. And, it is bad. It is really, really bad. But the bleeps made it sound even worse. That's Adam Sandler. It's when Adam Sandler was still funny. It's a great song at a medium pace. Did we do the quarter past break? We should probably do it now. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Emily Jane, who we're big fans of, yes. A regular contributor, often comes to our show, and her sister did that brilliant picture of, I can't remember the name of the...
Kimmy Schmidt,
yeah. So I'm a big fan of that whole family. Right. I don't know. I only know those two from that family. For all we know, Catherine, the rest of that family may be jerks.
Doesn't matter.
It could be scum.
They turned out a couple of corkers.
Could be racists. Emily Jane and her sister could be racist. We've never had that conversation. Next time we see them at a show, we need to investigate further, because I'm about to big them up on the radio. But she was saying, I remember you playing that, the Adam Sandler thing on XFM. We used to play it all the time. And I'm going, wow, you used to listen to, because I did XFM. That was 20 years, 1999 into 2000. And it was a car crash. I didn't know what I was doing. They let us go in. We'd go out and smoke joints on the balcony between when the songs were playing. It was a car crash. And she goes, yeah, she was 14 or 15 at the time and used to listen to that. I don't really think of anybody listening to... Stacey's just quoted a line from it. Can I quote this line from that song we just played? You see that shampoo bottle, now stick it up my ass. Now that's that's one of the Chamber lines.
It was Adam Sandler that did that Netflix special last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
My favourite line from that whole thing was, me and my wife have a pretty good time in the bedroom. We have a safe word. Really?
I always liked Adam Sandler. I think he's great. He's got a new film coming out that he's already been tipped to get an Oscar for. It looks great, man. It looks great. What's it called, Sam? You can see. I've seen the trailer.
I can't remember, but it's the serious one, isn't it?
It's like he's like a diamond smuggler or he's something. And it looks great. I love Adam Sandler. Mm-hmm. When I first got a bit of telly money, so about, 1998, 99, actually, and the Amazon.com sold different stuff to Amazon.co.uk. I remember buying a load of Adam Sandler VHSs. And that album that came from. His album's a hit and miss, but that is a great song. And that's where Happy Gilmore is still one of my top five films. Happy Gilmore is hilarious.
I've never seen it.
Oh man, have you seen it, Sam?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Because The Waterboy was the big hit, but I didn't really like The Waterboy. Here's the problem with a lot of his early films, his first 10 films. He plays people who are mentally... have learning difficulties.
Yeah.
He plays a lot of The Waterboy.
So it's the same joke.
Billy Madison.
Quote unquote. Yeah. Joke.
And it was kind of, The Waterboy and then Big Daddy were the big breakthrough movies. Yeah,
Big Daddy I loved.
Big Daddy's funny. You're the smelly kid? Oh my God. But Happy Gilmore, man. That is, that's a funny film, Boiler. You've got to watch that. That's such a great film.
I thought, have you seen Grown Ups? The more recent one.
No, I've not.
The first one is actually, I thought, like, was surprisingly good. The second one's awful.
Right.
But yeah, the first one.
He does. Most of his stuff now is rubbish. Pixels was terrible.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Most of the stuff he does now is rubbish. He's making the dollar. But this new one looks really, really good. And I just, you know, I think he's made some good. The Wedding Singer. The Wedding Singer was a great film. 50 First Dates was a good film as well. I don't really remember it, but that was I enjoyed that. Maybe we should have an Adam Sandler renaissance. It's time to forgive Adam Sandler. Let's welcome him back. We're taking calls straight to air, but we've only got one, sometimes two lines working. Is Chris still working on it? Has he gone home? We don't know. Do you want to give him a call? Give him a call. Thank you, Sam. I'm sorry, mate. Hello, line one. You're on the wireless.
Most of your stuff now.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hiya.
Can you turn your radio off, please?
Yeah, just doing that now.
Thank you.
Right. And we just talked about, there was a guy a couple of phone calls away that said that how he moved away abroad.
Yep.
I did that a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I left my kids, my partner, everything, and I went to Lanzarote.
Hey, flipping it. I'll just send your tweet.
Yeah.
that must have been, I guess you were not very well and your head wasn't working properly.
Yes, it is mental health. And I'm really well now.
Yeah. Good.
But,
can I ask, if I ask anything you don't want to answer, tell me to get lost, obviously, but how old were your kids when you went to Lanzarote and left them?
2, 4, and 6.
Oh, mate. And here's the thing, right? There will be some people going, my God, how cruel. But I get it. I get it. I get it. Something snapped and you just had to go.
I went 3 days, came back as soon as I realised my family were concerned about me.
Yeah, good.
I came straight back. But I can see where people, sometimes, you just, when you don't know.
Yeah. How long ago was that, that you went away?
That was about 3 years ago.
Okay. And are things, it's never quite a constant upwards line. There's always ups and downs and peaks and troughs. But would you say that things are heading in the right direction?
For me now, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm really pleased.
I mean, with me at the time, I'll be honest, I was gambling.
Yep.
I was drinking, I was doing things, do you know what I mean? It was horrible.
Yeah, I bet.
But where I am now is a good place.
Good. I'm really pleased for you.
But I was just listening to that guy before and just thought, I know how he feels.
I suspect it's more, here's the problem, geographics, as people in NA call them, geographicals, where you think, right, well, I've got a big drug problem, so I'm going to move to the other side of the world. The problem comes with you. The problem might... It might take a few hours, it might even take a couple of days for it to catch up with you, but the problem comes with you, man. Because it's inside you.
Exactly.
Well, I'm really glad you're doing better, and thank you for your call. I think it's, I think it takes quite a lot of courage to be able to admit to something like that. And well done for turning it around.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You.
Take care. Bye-bye. I think that running away is not quite the right phrase. It's a little bit dismissive. But that need, a need in capital letters to get away from a situation thinking it'll be better for me or it'll be better for them or it will solve something. I think it's really common.
Yeah. It's the feeling of being trapped. Yeah. But you're trapped as much by your own head as you are by circumstances, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. And also kids 2, 4, and 6, man.
It's overwhelming.
That's hard work.
Yeah.
It's hard, however much you love them, that is hard work and noisy and messy. Very, very little reward.
They're all babies and they all want your attention.
Let's go to line 2. Good evening, line 2. You're on the wireless. Okay, not quite sure where that was going, so we're going to leave that. Just in case, you never know. Line 1, you're on the wireless.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, line 1.
I heard you talking about Happy Gilmore.
Yep.
Which is a so funny film.
That's great, man. I haven't seen it for years. And I used to have it on VHS. And I just would just go to it. And I would lend it out. And people go, I don't want to watch an Adam Sandler film. I go, no. You've got to watch it, man, because it's just so good.
It reminded me of a show last week when you were talking about Carl Weathers.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Carl Weathers. Yeah, yeah.
He was in Happy Gilmore.
Who is he? He's not the teacher. He's not his... Who is he in Happy...
He was Chubbs.
No, he wasn't. Was he?
Yes, he was, yeah.
Was that Carl Weathers?
His coach. Yeah, the bloke with a wooden hand.
Yeah. are you winding me up? Was that Carl Weathers?
No.
Of course it was. I can see it in my head now. Well, there you go. It all links up, caller. It all links up.
When I heard you, I thought of you on Listen Again.
Yeah.
And you were talking about Cole, I thought, you haven't mentioned Happy Gilmore.
Kath just showed me a picture of him with his wooden hand. It's funny.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the only bit I can really remember from that film is there's a bit where he's doing like a pro celebrity golf tournament, Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
And he's doing it with the American equivalent of Bruce Forsyth, right? And they have an argument of something, and he just goes...
Yeah, and he pissed him off.
He annoys him, and he's like, this guy hosts The Price is Right. And he goes, the price is wrong, bitch! And he just smacks him in the face, and they end up... But you imagine that as being Bruce Forsyth or someone. It's so good, man.
He starts beating him up, and he said, that's it, and he walks off.
Yeah, okay, so this weekend... I got Parasite, the Korean horror movie. I got a Joan Armour trading film, documentary, and I've got Happy Gilmore to watch. There's not much time for my Grand Theft Auto.
the other one that's in it, you know, Jaws from the
he's
James
in it.
Bond movie.
Yeah, he pops
he's
up, doesn't
it.
He? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
By the way, we are yay close to Pete Rodriguez coming on the show. I'll get Catherine to give us a Pete Rodriguez update later on.
Yay close. Yay close.
Alan, do you think you can take this home?
I like it like that.
Away you go.
I like it like that. 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 I like it like that.
Yes, Alan, panic!
I like it like that. 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 I like it. I like it. I like it like that.
He likes it. He likes it. He likes it like that.
I like it like that. I like it like that. I like it like that. I like it like that. I like it like that. He like it like that. He like it like that. They like it like that. I like it like that. They like it like that.
Keep going, buddy.
They like it like that.
Keep going.
They like it like that.
I'll tell you when we've had enough.
They like it like that. He like it like that.
I'll tell you when we've had enough.
I tell you what, they like it like that, on Cool Radio.
What a start to the week, the late night alternative. I am Ian Lee. Who are you, lady?
I am Catherine Boyle.
We got Sam answering the phones, 0344-499-1000. It's only Alan Caddick on the phones. Evening, cats.
Evening, boss. Evening, cat.
What a start to the week. This is the first 5 minutes on Monday. Flippin' heck, man. I'm excited. It's going to be some week this week, Alan. Some week for 3 hours every night. We can all forget how shitty our lives are. Ha! Yes!
Free zone.
Sorry? Hello? He's gone.
Is it a 12-week Brexit free zone?
No, well, it's well, for now. Now, Alan.
Yes, Mark.
What have you called in for tonight?
I'm wondering, I want an update on Pete Rodriguez.
What was that, Catherine?
Could he wants an update on Pete Rodriguez.
Ah, I teased the listeners that we were getting closer to getting Pete Rodriguez on the show. Catherine, could you please give us tonight, that was Pete Rodriguez who sang that song, by the way, could you please give us the first of this week's, I'm suspecting, many Pete Rodriguez updates.
Well, I got in touch with a record company that puts his records out, and they're called Fania.
Mm-hmm. Now, as in I'm a big fan of your work, or...?
No, as in I'm guessing maybe the end of a woman's name, like Estefania or Epifania, all that kind of stuff. Oh. Anyway, Fania. Fania Music.
Okay.
So I asked about them and I said...
I don't wonder where that's coming from.
Could anyone please, from Fania, help me get in touch with Pete Rodriguez?
Yes.
And nothing happened all weekend.
No.
And then I came into work and I noticed I had a message. And it was from AR at Fania.
Yeah.
R Fania, if you will.
sounds legit.
Feel free to email our vice president at Craft Latino.
Yo.
Gave me an email address. He'd be able to help you out. Cheers.
So you've emailed?
So I did.
And?
I got an immediate response. Hi, Catherine. Let me reach out and I'll get back to you. Regards, Bruce.
Alan, what do you make of that?
I like you like that.
Wow! Really?
I like you like that.
That's incredible. Are you happy?
I like you like that.
Yes, man! Thank you, Sam. You're quick. Apparently you like it like that, Alan.
I do indeed.
Yeah, you dirty...
I like you like that.
All right, here we're gonna play a game, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna set it before you do it, okay?
Okay.
It'll either be fast, normal, or slow, right? First one to get three is right. Catherine, you can call first. Is it gonna be... I've set it already, okay? Uh-huh. So I can't change the speed. Is this I Like It Like That by Alan going to be fast, normal, or slow?
Fast Caddick.
Alan, what do you think?
I'm going to go fast.
You can't go fast. Catherine's gone fast.
Well, I'll go normal.
Okay. Oh, hang on a minute. I've done... Hang on. Sorry. Sorry.
Technicals.
Here we go.
I like it like that.
It was fast.
Boom.
1-0 to Catherine. Okay. I am going to set it again. Alan, you get to go first. Fast, normal, or slow?
I'm going to go slow.
Okay, Catherine.
I'm going to go fast again.
Okay, I'm not touching it.
I like it like that.
It was fast. Catherine, you get to go this time. Is it fast, normal, or slow? If you get this one right, you've won. First to three.
Slow, Caddick. Okay.
What do you reckon, Caddick? Fast, normal, or... Well, fast or normal?
Normal.
Okay. Oh, for Christ's sake.
Technicals again. I like it like that.
Normal. That was normal.
2-1.
2-1. Alan, I'm going to set the speed. Fast, normal, or slow, Alan?
I'm going to go normal.
Okay, Catherine, fast.
I'm sticking slow.
You're going to stick slow. Okay, here we go.
I like it like that.
It's 3-1 to Catherine. Alan, you do not like it like that. Get off my radio show. We've got a game. Let's have a quick round. Sam and Catherine, a quick round of boots and ting, right? I got boots and ting. This is normal, okay?
Jimmy, boots and ting.
So, we're going to have a quick round, okay? I'm going to set it to a speed. It's set to a speed. Sam, you can go first. Am I going to do Jimmy, boots and ting, fast, normal, or slow?
Fast.
Catherine?
Slow.
Okay, here we go.
Jimmy, boots.
It's slow. 1-0. Okay, we're gonna mix it up a little bit. Catherine, fast, normal, or slow?
Normal.
Okay, Sam.
I was gonna say that. I'll go fast then.
Fast. Okay, here we go.
Give me my boots and ting.
1-0. This is a great game, guys. 0344-499-1000. We're playing boots and ting. So it's your go, Sam. I'm just gonna do something with the speed here. Fast, normal, or slow?
Normal.
Catherine.
Fast.
Okay, here we go.
2-1. Yes!
That will never not be funny.
Okay, we're going to go fast. Catherine's go. Fast, normal, or slow? 2-1.
Slow.
Slow.
Fast again.
You're going to go fast again.
2-1.
It's normal. 2-1. Sam, your go. I'm going to do... Okay, Sam.
I'll go slow.
Slow. Catherine?
Fast.
Okay.
Jimmy, boots and ting.
It was normal.
Normal again.
This is tense. And possibly quite dull for the listener. I don't care. Catherine, fast, normal, or slow?
Fast.
Sam?
Slow.
Okay.
Jimmy,
boots and ting. It was slow to all. This is it. This is the decider. Sam, your turn. Fast, normal, or slow?
Fast.
Catherine, slow or normal? Jimmy, boots and ting.
Normal.
You're going for normal. Just remind me what you said, Sam.
Fast.
See me in boots and ting.
There we go. If anyone wants a game of See Me in My Boots and Ting, we are totally up for playing that. It's just, oh man, I don't know. There's not a lot in the papers, right? There's nothing big enough has happened that I feel we have to talk about it, you know, around the politics. There's nothing big enough has happened that it feels we have to keep the... welcome to Lucy King, who's a brand new listener, just found it tonight. Let's see if we can keep Lucy for more than 60
Lucy
seconds.
Lucy King, in a boots and ting.
Lucy, welcome. The rest of the station is much, much, much further to the right than this, okay? We are a fun show. Everything else is hosted by fascists, it would appear. So please don't listen to anything else apart from this. There's nothing it really happened big in the news today. Here's the thing. Sometimes we're going to have to carry on some of the big news stories of the day, okay? Mm-hmm. So sometimes we'll have to. We'll just have to. But there doesn't appear to be anything today that warrants us doing that. So I was looking in the papers. There's not really a lot in the papers. So I thought tonight's phone-in, if we need one, because you know you can phone in about anything, right? You want to play Boots and Ting, we'll play that. You want to phone in, you want to talk about politics, we'll do that. Anything you want to phone in about, 0344 499 1000. But I thought we could draw up a list of a reverse Noah's Ark, right? So if we could get rid of all the animals that are useless, mm-hmm. or we dislike.
Yeah.
What we'll do is we'll trick them. We'll tell them there's going to be another flood. We'll put them in an ark. And then we'll set fire to it. We won't set fire to it. That would be too much.
We'll send it to the special farm.
Yeah. Okay. We'll nuke it or something. We'll do something. But we're going to create a reverse Noah's Ark where every animal we dislike or is pointless goes in there and we never have to see them ever again. I'm going to start with donkeys.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just going to put donkeys in there. I like the, but we can record
they're
that.
Sweet little things.
We can record. They're not. They're thick and they put them in with, like other animals to keep the other animals calm.
Yes.
Well, what's the point of that? Give the other animals tranquilizers. We've got chemicals to do that. We don't need donkeys. I'll keep asses. I'm a big fan of an ass. I love an ass. I like getting my hands on a nice ass. I love petting an ass. A bit like our Prime Minister. It was a thigh.
He denies.
Yeah, come on. No, seriously, I love just driving past a field full of asses. Pretending I'm saying ass like an old bum. But an ass, you've got the innuendo of an ass. A donkey, I'm a donkey. Oh, yeah, a horse? No. Can I ride you? Not anymore.
Yeah, you can.
Not anymore, you
really?
Can't. Not anymore. Health and safety. They've banned donkeys from beaches. Apparently it's cruel.
Oh, I bet it is
Why
cruel.
Don't we say cruel? Why don't we say gruel? Well, we should. Hang on, gruel is how you pronounce gruel. It's not gruel.
I know.
And then we
they
do cruel.
They just changed it for the song, didn't they?
Well, but don't, because
gathering winter fuel.
But
Well, I told you.
Gruel.
We were talking the other day about the pronunciation, the Mancunian pronunciation of smile, and I said sometimes it has.
Smile.
Sometimes
has
it
three
has
three syllables.
Thingy what's it's.
Two thingy what's it sitting on a tree.
Syllables.
One name Peter, one name Lee. Fly away. No. So we're going to get rid of animals tonight, guys. We're going to put them in. That's if you need something to hang your coat on, as it were. Mm. Otherwise, you can just give us a call about anything you want. 0344 499 1000. Pennies to call up. Generally free for most of you, but pennies. You speak to Sam. He's taking the calls tonight. He will take your name and number. Won't even ask you what you want to talk about. It'll just put you straight on the air. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10. I'm Ian Lee. She's Catherine Boyle. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Monday. It's Monday. We were going to have the editor of Chat It's Fate tomorrow, but something's come up that she didn't see coming. Her husband's not very well, so shame on you who laughed. But hopefully she's going to come in next week. We'll either do it on the phone this week or she's going to come in. I'm going to see if she'll come in because I'm keen to see if she can do it without breaking a smile. See if she starts giggling.
Do you think she'll hook us up with Roy DeLune?
Well, this is it. We want to get Roy DeLune on. For those who don't know, Chat It's Fate is just, you know those magazines, my husband tried to kill me, but then I had his baby and told I had 3 days to live. 15 years later, I'm still here. It's like that, but about ghosts.
Yeah. So the latest edition I've got here, I say latest, it's for November 2019, because it's that magic.
Yep.
Get Rich with the Help of the Dead. My wife was a gift from the fairies.
The help of the dead.
You're going to die, mummy, and my son was right. Small title, doomed. 3 decades of hell, because I summoned the devil. Sent by aliens to save the planet, destiny. I smell lilies, then death follows. Corpses talk to me. Sir Wayne, spells to make you shine.
Spells, you say? We'll do some spells on the show. We'll do some spells. Anyway, she's, I think it's Amanda, isn't it? Yeah. She's hopefully going to come in next week. I need to speak to her. There she is. There's a picture of her there. I hope your husband gets well soon, Amanda. Magnet fishing. We've talked about magnet fishing. Hello?
Sorry, I opened chat's face as a fatal combination.
Well, we'll have a look in there later on. We've talked about magnet fishing before. This is when you get a big magnet and you sort of go on a canal, I think it is, and you get all the crap that's on the bottom. And sometimes people find guns, because guns and knives actually used in stabbings get chucked in the canal. Is it true? We've talked about this before. I think it is true that in every canal, almost every canal, there's a plug. Like a giant plug. I'm sure this is true. This can't have been a wind-up. In every canal, there is a giant plug, that, like a bath plug, that you you can pull up, and the whole canal gets sucked off. You're Googling it again. She's Googling it because she doesn't believe me. This is what I deal with, right? This is what I deal with. I know stuff. I won Mastermind. I won Weakest Link. I won Ready Steady Cook.
And you cheated on Weakest Link.
I cheated twice on that, which shows how canny I am. And you've Googled it and I'm right.
You weren't sure. I was fact checking.
Also, Killbook could have been a great phone in.
All right. Well, I won't tell you the answer then.
Well, I know the answer. Yes, they have plugs.
I've got a brilliant story here.
Go on then.
Chesterfield Canal. This is 7th of August 2018.
03444991000, by the way.
Chesterfield Canal is celebrating an unusual milestone this weekend. It's 40 years since a worker unknowingly pulled the plug and drained a 1.5 mile stretch of water.
Yes, mate. Yes, that's the kind of F up I'd make if I did a manual labour job. That's why I have to sit and do this rubbish.
The story goes that in the summer of 78, one of our teams, then British Waterways, had been tasked with dredging a busy stretch of the canal near Retford. They were getting rid of tons of mud from the canal bed and pulling out rubbish when they came across a heavy chain.
Oh.
With much effort by the men... Oh. And their workboat, the chain was removed, and on the end of it was a lump of wood.
Oh.
The group thought nothing of it and headed to lunch. Little did they know that whilst enjoying their break, thousands of litres of water were swirling out of the canal and into the River Idle.
Oh, mate.
On their return to the site, they were greeted with an empty waterway and several annoyed boaters who'd been left high and dry. It went down in local history as a mistake of epic proportions, and 10 years on, a canal festival was held to mark the auspicious occasion. 4 decades later, the story is a well-loved as ever, so we've decided to commemorate the day once again with a community event, right? But there's this brilliant picture of the bloke that pulled the plug.
Oh, and they've actually released a recording of it. Have you heard the recording of it? Here we go. This is a recording of what? What's the name of the canal?
It's the Chesterfield Canal.
This is it being drained in 1978. Here we go. Surprisingly quiet. You'd think it would be a lot louder. So there are plugs. Okay, well, that's good. That's something we've learned tonight. Well, I knew it. But magnet fishing.
Yeah.
Now, someone the other day was saying, it was someone, I was sort of, you know, when you sort of see a conversation, you're in a conversation. If I'm in a conversation for too long on Twitter, I tend to mute the conversation. Not the people involved, but mute the conversation once I got the gist. But there was one of our regular contributors on Twitter, and I cannot remember who, I think you may have had a beard in your picture, was telling me I should take the boys magnet fishing, my children, not my mates, although my mates would probably enjoy it as well. And then someone joined in, and it turned out that this guy had actually, I think, found some guns, like proper shooters that had been used a few years before in an armed robbery. And it was in the local news and it got on telly and all of that stuff. And I've been thinking a lot about magnet fishing. Is it just canals? Do you need a license? Because you need a license to go fishing. Where can you go? I want magnet fishers to call in and tell me their magnet fishing stories and how easy it is. Do you, what is it? You get like a horseshoe magnet and tie it on a bit of string? Where do you get these? Do I need...
Acme. That's where you get the big magnets.
Get it from Acme. Yeah. Do I need like special equipment to do it? Do I need like a super strong... Do I need a waterproof magnet? I don't know.
How do you get things off the magnet?
Well, this is the thing. I genuinely, it sounds like, and you know me, Catherine, it sounds like the kind of nonsense I would be well up for.
Yeah.
I'd be up for it for about 3 months, like I was with geocaching, and then I don't really think about it now. Because they've changed the geocaching up. You have to pay now for some of the geocaches. They're not all free. They were all free 6 months ago. So I don't tend not to go geocaching anymore. Sam's looking at me as though I've got that wrong. Have I got that wrong?
I just find that a bizarre concept to make you pay for that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I thought the point was it was supposed to be made by the public for the public to
Maybe I got it wrong. So we need... Okay, well, are they charging for geocaching now? Magnet fishing, what do I need? And where do I go? And am I just going to get, like, old grifters and stuff?
Supermarket trolleys.
Yeah, or what... Because when you go, Sloop and Chris, I'll be with you in a minute, I promise. 03444991000. When you go metal detecting, generally you don't find anything. Generally you don't find anything. If you're lucky, on a good day, you might find a couple of old Edwardian coins, right? Once in a year, you might find, like, one of the metallic, you know, like an old Roman cock ring. They found one recently that was claimed it was worn by Shakespeare himself when he was pushing them out.
Ye gads.
So what are the odds of me? Hello.
Sorry.
Every time. That's disrespectful to me, but I accept that. More importantly, it's disrespectful to the listeners.
Oh, well.
Yeah, screw those guys. If I go magnet fishing, what are the chances I will get something? I want a good hit rate. I want a really good hit rate. I also don't want to look like a pervert.
Well,
on the canal path, towpath. Don't want to look like a pervert. So, did you see the picture of me at my boy's football the other day with the cap on? I had my glasses on because I can't see too far anymore. Well, I can. They help a little bit. And my moustache and my flask. And as Dredge said, you look like someone's dad, which of course you are. But I look like someone's dad now. Outrageous scenes. 03444991000. We're going to get rid of animals. We're going to create an inverse Noah's Ark. Geocaching and magnet fishing. This is some show, guys. It's either that or Brexit. Choice is yours.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Where's the love?
Here we go.
Just give it a hug.
At some point, everybody will have to admit they like Hanson. There's just no way. They're so great. Oh, then it ends quite suddenly. Yeah. That's what happens when you pony songs off YouTube. 03444991000. This might get a little bit trippy because who knows? Our next caller might end up talking to herself. Good evening, Jasmine.
Good evening, Ian. Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Jasmine.
Hey, I got the book last week and I'm actually very proud to be in it.
I'm so pleased you enjoyed it.
Do you think she sounds like you, Jasmine? Because to me, the impression is uncanny.
No, I think she gets
Catherine. Catherine, please be quiet. I'm asking Catherine. I'm asking Jasmine now. So just be quiet.
I think you're being very rude to me.
We're not being rude to you. We just want to know if you think that Catherine sounds like you, Jasmine. Catherine, I'm talking to Jasmine. Catherine, if you don't mind.
I think she sounds a bit sexier than me.
Do you think so?
Wow.
Okay. you got the book, did you, Jasmine? Thank you for buying it.
Oh, yeah, I bought it twice so far, so I bought two books so far.
In case you ruin one.
No, now I've bought two, so four will buy more for Christmas presents.
Okay. Which is good.
Yeah, exactly.
You have contributed to the book?
Yes.
Your contribution is excellent. I can't remember which one you did.
Oh, I can remember. The Barclays Scammers.
Oh, the Barclays Scammers. Yes, 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 yes. Do you have the book there?
Yes, on a couch.
Would you like to lie on the couch, get comfortable and read us a snatch?
Yeah, of course.
Where you
I think you should choose.
How about the guy in the who masturbates in a disabled toilet?
Ah, yes.
What's the script called? Oh, here. Page draft.
Found it straight away. Fell open to that page.
I think it's called Flogging It, isn't it?
Flogging It, yeah.
Or is it Disabled Lou?
Disabled Toilet.
Yeah, there we go.
From Spencer.
There we go. Away you go. In your own time.
So do I have to do your voices as well?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Catherine has impersonated you. It's only fair you impersonate us.
Go on, Jasmine. Go for it.
All right, I'm going to do Catherine as woman's voice.
Go on, Jasmine. Time to go for it now. I can't do it. Sam, you try Jasmine. Go on, Sam.
Do Jasmine.
All right.
Go on, Jasmine. Go for it.
Go on, Jasmine. That's not bad, mate. That's not bad. I hope you're all doing your Jasmine impressions at home.
All together now.
Go on, Jasmine, go for it.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Considering still getting my left nip pierced. That's what I'm thinking. This bad boy here. It's tiny. That is a great nipple.
You would have to get...
That is a great nipple.
How is he
going to
pick...
He sat a long distance away.
If you pierce that...
That is a great nipple.
It will fall off.
Get me a compass. I'll do it now.
No.
Spit on a pen. You spit on a pen and just poke it through.
Stop it. No. Stop it. What are you doing?
Oh, I don't know. I'm smart, though. That is a great nipple. It doesn't matter if it's tiny. It doesn't matter which one it's not. Show me your nipple. Let's compare nip size.
I don't know
if you can call them nips anymore.
Mine's bigger than yours. Just take it from me.
All right, Sam, let's see your nipple, please.
I wouldn't want to make you jealous.
Oh, I'm not jealous of a big nipple. I think it's weird. I bet you've got massive areole.
Oh.
Thank you. I bet he's got a big, massive areole that takes up most of his moob. I'm still... seriously considering getting my left nipple pierced. I told my kids the other day that was the funniest thing. What? So yeah, I'm thinking
exactly
about
my reaction.
So my boys are obsessed with nipples. They think nipples are the funniest thing. They keep going like this. Look at my nipples and lifting their top. I don't want to see your nipples. They're beautiful, but I don't want to see them. We're in Sainsbury's at the moment. It's in a props. Still thinking of getting my left nipple pierced. Anyway,
why the left one?
Because that's the straight one, isn't it?
I don't know.
Which one's the gay one? Which one's the straight one? Was there ever a gay ear?
I don't know. Here's the thing. The boys at school thought so. So yeah, probably.
But the boys at school always would say that the ear that someone had got pierced. That's the gay ear.
Yeah.
Gay. Is there? Can we? Because
I don't think the ear piercing is what made them gay, though.
No, it would be the. I'm new to this community, guys, and I'm only, you know, I'm half in, half out. So if we've got any
staunch,
if you've got any staunch gays listening, can you tell us about the gay ear? 0344-499-1000. Suddenly we've got a phone in developing, gay ears. So this leak in the bathroom, it's not going through the floor, coming out the ceiling of the kitchen. It's just the carpet is sodden, mm-hmm. Right?
To the point where you were growing a weed.
There was a flower growing in it, mm-hmm. Yesterday. So I phoned up a couple of plumbers, and one plumber said, I'm booked up, so I'll have to do you after hours. And I said, well, what does that mean? He says, it'll be between 6 and 9, and it'll be £20 an hour more. I went, you're all right, mate. Then I got a fella... and he came round today. He came round today at 10:30, right? First thing he said as he came in, I see you've got a pretend scooter out there. Got my scooter, man. It was a crappy old little scooter from 20 years old. I said, what? see you've got a pretend scooter out there. What do you mean? It's real. He said, yeah, I've got a Lambretta. I said, oh, that's just an old thing I've got because no one's going to nick it. It just, yeah, it's just an old thing. I like it. Bit of fun. No one's going to nick it. Anyway, okay. So then he came upstairs to the bathroom, right? And he looked at it and he was prodding the carpet and he said, right, well, it's coming from under the bath. There is a leak under the bath and the carpet is absorbing it. That's what's stopping it going through the ceiling at the moment, but eventually it will go through the ceiling. He said, can I take up the carpet? Now, the leak was only covering like a third of the carpet. And it's carpet in a bathroom, I know, but can't really afford to get the bathroom done. I said, okay. Now, I didn't know he was going to take up the whole carpet, right? But when I came back later, he'd taken up the whole carpet. Anyway.
He hadn't just peeled back the affected area.
No, no, no. You could have cut where it's something ripped up that. That's what I was hoping he was going to do. No, he'd taken up the whole carpet. So now I've got wooden floorboards, right? And there are pins sticking up all over the place. You can't go in there barefoot. So I said, right. So he said, it's, and the bath is kind of like built into the wall, right? It's not one of those ones with a plastic bit on the side you can kind of squeeze and pop it out. It's built in. He said, I'm going to have to get under the bath because it's definitely, the leak is coming from under the bath. I said, dude, do whatever you got to do, right? So I'm downstairs. 10 minutes of banging.
Hang on. See, banging, surely a leak, you're twisting.
Well, you had to, the side of the bath is wooden, so he had to get through that, right? But so he called me upstairs, came down and said, are you decent? I said, yeah. Call me upstairs. He said, and all the carpet's gone and it's in the bath. Right? And there's a hole, a smallish hole in the side of the bath. He said, right, it's not under the bath. I said, okay. He said, what it is, it's the cold water tap of the sink, right? There's behind it, there were the pipe that goes up. There's a screw,
a nut,
a bolt thing. He said, it's come a little bit loose and it's dripping. So it's a really small drip, but over time, and it's the carpet has absorbed it. He said, what I've done is I have turned off the water to that tap. I said, okay, so can I use the tap? He said, no. I said, right. Because I said, I don't really use this bathroom. I've got an ensuite. But when my kids come over, they brush their teeth in there and they have a bath in here. So you can use the bath. I said, but can they brush their teeth? He said, well, I've left the hot water on. They could brush their teeth with hot water. Didn't
whoa,
tell you
whoa,
that, did
whoa,
I?
Whoa, whoa,
he
whoa,
He said
whoa.
They could brush their teeth with hot water. I went, okay. I said, look, have you fixed the leak? He said, yes, I have. I said, well, can we turn that tap on? Now I know how to turn the tap off. There's a little screw. I said, now, and if you fix the leak, let's turn it on and I will check back. And if it's still leaking, then I can turn it off down there. He said, fine. I said, you fixed it. Yeah, I fixed it. And then I had a dry flannel. He said, put this flannel around it and, check it in 24 hours. And if it's wet, then there's still a leak and you need to. I said, okay, fine. Here's the thing, right? So I'm up there and the carpet is gone, right? And the floorboards are wet. They're really wet, but they'll dry out. They're floorboards. And this is where it got very uncomfortable, right? Because he then said, have you got home insurance? I said, yeah. He said, what's your excess? I don't know. Do you know what your excess is on your home insurance?
No.
I imagine mine's about 300 quid. I don't know.
I don't know.
What I tend
to look
go
at
for.
My paperwork.
There we go. He said, what's your excess? I said, I don't know. He said, right, it's probably about 100 quid. He said, they're normally about 100 quid. He said, what you could do, you're going to need to get these floorboards replaced. Suddenly I'm thinking, oh, Barry Bullshine's in the house. Because I'm looking at these floorboards going, well, they're wet, but they'll dry, the floorboards. He said, you'll need to get these floorboards replaced. What you could do is, and he said this to me, right, and I thought, okay, I really want you out of my house. He said, you look like a decent guy. An honest, decent, straight down the line guy like me. I'm thinking, I'm nothing like you. And he said, what you should do is you should get your insurance, report this to your insurance company. They will send someone round and they will, I'm telling you now, it's going to cost you 800 quid to replace this, to replace the floorboards. I'm thinking, right. And he said, so what they'll do is they'll agree to the 800 quid. You pay the excess. But what I can do is I can work it so that you get the excess back.
What?
So what he meant was he would overcharge my insurance company so that he could pay me £100 back for a job that didn't need doing. And I'm stood there thinking, I really want to tell this guy to F off out of my house, but I'm a coward. So I went, yeah, I'm probably just going to leave the floorboards. He said, well, you're going to need to get them replaced. I said, yeah, at some point in the new year, I'd like to get the bathroom done. I can't afford it. I said, but so I'm going to leave them for now. And he went, well, okay, but if you decide otherwise, it's a great way to do it and I'll help you out.
Oof.
That's insurance fraud, right? And then he told me he'd fix the thing. And I said, right, how do I pay you? We hadn't discussed this before. I said, how do I pay you? And he said, 60 quid, you can do it cash transfer, or if you've got cash. Now, I knew I had a few quid in cash, and I got my wallet. I said, oh, I've only got £45. So why don't I just do you a bank transfer, electronic, pay you electronically? He said, no, I tell you what, if you've only got 45 quid, I'll take that. Because, and I quote you, if you do a bank transfer, all the money gets lost in the bank. All the money gets lost in the bank? All the what? Money gets lost in the bank?
This guy.
I'm thinking, what you mean is, some of the money goes to tax.
Dodgy dodge. That's,
the cash in hand. I mean, okay. But it was the fact that he went from 60 quid to, oh, you got 45 quid? I'll take that, right? So then he went. I thought, well, at least he's fixed it. And I go up in the bath and I'm looking and I've got all this wet carpet in the bath. And I think, I've got to take that to the dump. And actually, this bathroom is now unusable. But there's wooden floorboards with pins sticking out. So, but at least he's fixed it. So an hour later, I went and checked what had been a completely dry flannel that he'd wrapped around the thing that he'd fixed. Soaking wet. He hadn't fixed it, so I had to disconnect the tap in the end. Unbelievable. And the thing is, I tried to tighten the nut that needed to be tightened because I could see which one it was now. I knew where the leak was coming from. But you can't get a spanner in there. You can't fit a spanner in there because it's such a tiny hole. He never tried to fix it. He did not have to take up all my carpet. He didn't have to demolish my bath. He's buggered up my bathroom. That's what Barry Bullshine has done. Barry Bullshine has buggered up my bathroom. Unbelievable.
Your encounters with Barry Bullshine, 03444991000.
I'm so annoyed because my kids, I mean, they'd use it, to be honest, the cats would use it more because they like sitting in the sink. Which is a weird thing. But my boys would have a bath in there and they would brush. If I got guests coming over at Christmas, they would use that bathroom because the shower, yeah. And now I've got to say, you can use it if you want, but just be careful of the pins sticking out of the floor. You can't do that. I've got to go around tomorrow with a hammer and try and knock them all in or bend them all over. What a world we live in. Barry Bullshine. And I mentioned this online and someone said, well, why don't you go on his Facebook page? Because I've got him from Facebook. And give him a bad review. And I said, well, I'm not going to do that because he has my phone number, he has my address, and I was intimidated by him. I was scared of him, you know, and who knows what, I'm not saying he would do this. I don't want to come home and find a brick through my window. I don't find my tyres of my pretend scooter slash. I don't want to get involved in a confrontation with someone I was intimidated by. I don't want him anywhere near my house ever again.
Also, speaking from a consumer journalist point of view.
Yeah.
Before you can go to town on somebody, you've got to give them the opportunity to fix what you say they've not done.
Well, also,
but you don't want him back in the house.
I don't want him back in the house. Also, I'm aware I'm complicit because I've been involved in a cash in hand thing that I didn't really want to be involved in. I didn't want to be involved in a cash in hand thing. I wanted to pay him electronically.
Thank God you didn't go for the insurance thing.
Oh my God. It balls up and as he's leaving, he's going, well, if you want to get the bathroom done, I can certainly do it for you. I'm thinking, you've done the bathroom already, mate. I'm not letting you install things in there. Absolutely. I struggle with plumbers. I once told a plumber to get out of my house because he was an effing thief. He said, well, at least let's shake hands. I said, get out of my house, you thief. He was a daylight robbery. Your experiences with Barry Bullshine, please. 03444991000. We've got Alfie. We've got Chris. We've got a show. This is the Late Night Alternative. Kath and Ian on Talk Radio.
Unconventional after-hours radio that you won't hear anywhere else.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Neon lit night talk for torch singers, trolley dollies and train wrecks like me.
Zach Commando.
Never know just where the conversation will take you.
Well, a human being isn't a dog.
No.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tomorrow night from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Here we go!
Yeah, this isn't just Pete Rodriguez, I Like You Like That. This is the Aaron Jerome remix.
I love a bit of Aaron Jerome.
Oh, remix. The big wooden things with the ribs on that you go.
Yeah. Sometimes I paint a fish face on the end.
Don't stop mentioning the fish.
They do though.
I'm gonna water one.
I like it like that. I like it like that. I like it like that. I like it like that.
This music will be illegal after Brexit. 0344. You voted for it. 0344 499 1000. We don't know if the phones are working. I have a backup plan, but before we go to the backup plan, some calls have snuck through. Remember last night, we had two lines that worked. It's looking like to me we've got two lines that are working. Sam, I don't know if you want to call up and see if the third line works. I don't know if you'd like to do that. Let's find out. We just don't know, but I'm in such a zen place, baby, because I smoked a big fat doobie.
You did not.
And I am so zen, and if the phones don't work, the phones don't work, and we make a goddamn awesome radio show and a backup plan. I gave out my home phone number earlier, and I switched on the old answer phone, and I brought the old answer phone in with me tonight, and I'm hoping some of you boys and girls, ladles and jelly spoons, have done what you needed to do to... Was that you? No. Okay. I've brought in my answer phone, and I'm really, really hoping that some people have left some answer phone messages. Is that you, Sam? Hang on, let's just check. Hello? Hello? Sam?
Hello.
Why did you make a phone call outside of the room?
Because in the room I don't get a signal.
You don't get a signal in there?
Oh.
No.
Okay. What did you think of Boris Johnson's speech today, Sam? Okay, he just hung up on me.
The voice of the Ute. The guy I work with
just hung up on me. We got a phone call coming through. In the meantime, let's go to Bag. Hey, Bag.
Hello.
Hello, Bag. You're live on Talk Radio, the home of right-wing... the home of the Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle and Ian Lee.
Well, I thank you.
You should. I hope you're on your knees.
Marimba.
Sorry?
Marimba.
What about Narinda?
Marimba.
What about...
Is that the wooden tool you're thinking of?
Who am I thinking... What?
No.
Let's start again. Oh, the marimba! No, it's not. Sorry, I thought of what you were talking about, your fruitcake. No, it's not the marimba. You hold it. It's like a sort of wooden tube.
You scrape it.
It's a musical scrapoid.
Oh, no, I can't help you there.
Tell you who'd know this.
Go on.
Ruth McPaul.
Who's Ruth McPaul?
Ruth McPaul.
Who's Ruth McPaul? Oh, Ruth McPaul.
But he's probably banging away at the back of some room somewhere.
That's libel.
No, it's not. That's his job.
Oh, I see. Yes, he's a male hooker.
No.
Bag, what can we do for you this evening? It's not a great line, but boy, oh boy, we're going to milk it for all it's worth.
Well, so you should. So, I firstly wanted to say, Thank you so much for bringing mental health to the forefront.
Yes.
And you are a pioneer in that sort of field, my friend.
Thank you very much indeed. I don't know if I'd agree, but thank you.
Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
So I have been suffering a wee bit, and I don't want to go through the detail of it.
You don't have to tell us the war stories if you don't want to. You share as much or as little as you want, sir.
More recently, in fact, today, I have reached a breakthrough.
There we go. This is great to hear. What's happened today? What's been the change? What was the deal?
So, what happened was, my boss said I wasn't doing a good job.
Oh.
Yeah, but I was expecting that. And it's been in the back of my mind. I mean, don't get me wrong, Ian. Yeah. I am a great performer in my job.
Yeah.
That's fine. But I just find it really difficult to communicate with my colleagues.
Okay.
When my boss told me that there might be issues in that,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was the best thing he could have said.
It can sometimes be very helpful to someone to give you an honest appraisal of where you're falling down a little bit.
Well, it was more than that. It was, I had that thought in the back of my mind for probably about 12 months.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, I then went to see my counsellor about an hour afterwards. And she said, wasn't it great that the way you reacted to that was not, you were really depressed, as you were 6 months. Honestly, Ian, I tried to commit suicide twice, but I have really made so many good strides.
Good, good. I'm glad you're alive.
Yeah, and so am I.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've got a wonderful wife. I've got everything to live for. You know, it's just the dark forces that sometimes just, certainly the beginning of this year, they were just so debilitating. And the best thing I could ever do was just curl up in bed and just stay there.
So what you're saying, because we've got the phones are actually working, Bag, for the first time in about 3 years, and the phones are very, very busy, so I'm going to move on in a minute. But what you're saying is, I'm tell me if I'm wrong, you've had a lousy time, you tried to kill yourself a couple of times, but today could be the day you look back on and go, well, that was the turning point for me.
I certainly hope so.
I do too, man.
Because the last thing I want is to go back to what happened.
Yeah.
Anyway, I know you have to go on to another call, so...
Dirtbag, you give us a call again. I'm glad you're alive. And I know, I'm aware sometimes when I say that it can sometimes sound a little patronising to people. Not at all. Genuinely, genuinely mean it from the bottom of my heart. I just have cursed with a voice that sounds quite insincere. But genuinely, Bag, I am so pleased that you're alive. And everybody who's attempted or considered taking their own lives, I'm glad you didn't. I'm really, really glad you didn't. And, Bag, we will speak again. Thank you very much indeed. Let's go to Naomi. Good evening, Naomi.
Good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Naomi. I'm very, very well. I'm putting on a little bit of weight. I'm trying to shift a little bit of weight. But I'm not getting upset about it. It is what it is. It is what it is. Naomi, what have you got for us this evening?
Just to say I'm getting a new tattoo tomorrow.
Ah! Now, is this the angel wings?
It is.
Wow, on the back.
Full size or little?
Full size.
How long is that going to take?
At least 4 hours.
Oh, do they knock you out?
No.
You have to be awake. Do you,
I'm going
to
be awake.
Do you have to? Can you watch a movie? Can you listen to podcasts? What do you have to engage with the idiot?
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah, whatever. He's a tattoo artist. I don't want to talk to them. I'm joking, tattoo artists. My brother is one.
You can have your iPad on. You can play about.
Do they have an intricate system of mirrors so that you can look in front of you and you can see exactly what's going on your back?
Oh, yeah.
They do? Yeah.
I always want mirrors so I can see what's going on.
Okay. Okay.
Even when my puppies, when they got pierced and tattooed,
The what?
Even when I got my puppies done, I wanted to...
You're not allowed to pierce animals. Oh, my God! See what she meant, Catherine. Just mind it. I thought she meant a little woof-woof. You haven't had your woof-woof pierced, have you?
No.
Okay, good. Now, here we go. Now, Naomi, I need a word with you, because I'm still considering getting my left nipple pierced. Now, we know it's the straight one. But you told me it didn't hurt, and I've had so many people on Twitter and calling in saying it's the most painful thing they've ever endured. One guy almost fainted.
Were they all male?
Yes.
Male always seem to say the nipples always hurt.
I don't know if you noticed this. I'm a male, or as I like to call it, a man.
It doesn't hurt. I got both mine done at the same time. And they got done, they both got pierced. Before the numbing spray kicked in.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Whoa, hello there. Who, what?
Oh, be followed by someone who, an organisation that's got, what's it called? One of them things?
Swastika.
Well, it looks like it's been made to look a bit like one, yeah, so bye-bye.
Oh, I'd do that. Did you ever do that, dear listener? Just block people?
I'm not blocking, I'm just going to... Block and unblock.
Oh, okay.
So
If I'm followed and I'm looking at it, and, I've just been followed. Sometimes I click on the bios of people that follow me or people that message me. Just, I'm bored. But if I see I'm followed, being followed by someone and it's like Free Tommy and all of that, I just, block. Bye-bye. Yeah. We don't need to
We have nothing to say.
We don't need to hang out. Let's go to Will. Good evening, Will.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Will.
All right, and... Mainly just trying to check your phones, but then I heard you asking what that instrument was, that percussion instrument.
Yes.
Right. I think it's a guiro.
Guiro. Aha. I think you could be right. And I think I may just have ordered one from Amazon.
Oh, I think I might have as well.
Well, this now is my instrument. It's you wanted shakers. Go and get shakers. The guiro is my... You just buy yourself a guiro.
No, I bought you one.
Well, I bought one for me. Oh. So I cancel mine. When is yours coming? Is yours
tomorrow?
Well, I'll cancel mine then.
But how did you know what to look up if you didn't know what it was called?
I typed in scrapey wooden instrument.
So did I, but also Rhythmic Paul has tweeted us.
He stopped banging in the back room. Banging in the back room! I did type in scrapey wooden instrument, and that came up. That's how I did it. All right, well, that's very kind of you, Catherine. How big is yours?
Big enough, mate.
Okay, well, I'll cancel mine then. But
and it's got a fish face on it.
Okay, but it was my idea to buy it.
Was it?
I see your guiros, and I raise you a vibra slap.
I see your vibra slap, and I raise you a cabasa.
Can we?
Oh, yeah, love them.
Can we? I was going to say, can we start a band only with instruments that you play with your hands? And then I realised, yeah, that's every band. that's every band that's ever existed.
No, hang on. Can we start a band only with instruments that you bang? Oh, no, but then you won't be able to play because you're a scraper.
What a lady. Will, how come you know so much about this?
I'm a musician.
Oh.
Go on, play us a song.
I haven't got my keyboard next to me, but I put a keyboard in a reggae.
Can you play, if you had your keyboards next to you,
yeah.
Could you play... Doodle-loon, 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 that's just the way it is. Doodle-loon, doodle-loon, doodle-loon. Do you know that piano riff?
Billy Joel? Or
no.
Who is that?
I kind of sang it to you pretty...
I know the song. It's
Bruce. Yes, Bruce Hornsby and
no,
the Range.
He's doing the wrong thing.
That's how it goes. That's how it goes.
It doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't. It goes like this. Hang on.
It does.
Doesn't go like that.
It
goes like this.
Does.
No, not this bit.
Oh.
All right.
Embarrassing.
The bit. No, but I'm talking about the bit that goes. You watch it. I'm talking about the bit that goes diddle-land. This. Just be quiet, Will. You're actually starting to get on my nerves. Piano players are very cocky. Right, this bit that comes up. This bit. This is the drum. This is a different song, then.
No.
This bit.
That's what he was saying.
No, that's the bit I'm singing.
No, you were going to
Where's that bit then?
It's coming up. Shush.
Where? When?
Stop interrupting.
I'm not interrupting. I'm contributing. It's our favourite line from The Apprentice tonight. Here we go. Hang on. I don't want to sing it. You can't go where the others call. I'm going to be honest. Bruce Hornsby looks like a knob.
What? Don't get knocked with Bruce because you got it wrong.
How can come singing a dip?
No, you're not. It goes that way.
No, that's the way it is. Drummer looks like a sex offender. That bit. Can you play that bit?
Yes, I'm sure I could.
Okay,
well, that's
that
answer. If anyone else thinks they can play that bit, give us a call and just let us know that you can. Don't want to hear it. Just like you to say that you can play it down the phone to us. 0344. 499-1000. Are you now? When you say you're a musician, Will?
Yeah.
Are you in a band? Are you? What band are you in?
I am in a reggae band.
Okay. All right. And is it? You're not a famous reggae band, are you?
No, no. We just do covers anyway. We generally just covers, but we do pubs around sort of South London, Kent, around that area, sort of Bromley, Yorkington, Surbiton, you know, around there.
I want to be in a band. Really, really, really want to be in a band.
Trouble is, you don't like people.
I like music people because I communicate on the same level as those guys.
Like you just did there?
I'll get lost. I don't like reggae people. No, I don't mean black people. You're not black, are you, Will?
No, I'm
Thank
not.
Thank God for that. I don't mean it like that. I mean, black people can phone in. No, what I'm saying is, black people are more than welcome to phone in.
Oh, my God.
I just don't... And when I say I don't like reggae people, I don't like white reggists like Will. I don't like Will. What I mean is, I like black people, I don't like Will. Will, never call this show ever again. Well, that's that sorted. What a horrible racist. Did you hear what he had to say for himself? What's a horrible, horrible racist? I think we should probably take a break and everyone just cool out, okay? This is Talk Radio.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Neil has done a joke which I think is racist, but I'm going to say it anyway
because
I will not be censored. Neil says he plays triangle in a reggae band. He stands at the back and tings.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well that was fun. We need an apprentice correspondent and we need it fast. Every year the apprentice has started and every year we get a correspondent to keep us up to date. And every year it's a complete and utter disaster and I do not understand why. Well, this year we have introduced the correspondent feature on the show. So we now have a working system for correspondence. We've got the Shawadi Wadi correspondent. We've got the Lighthouse correspondent. We've got Nelly phoning in for some old crap. But what we need an apprentice correspondent. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. Oh, here's something I've been thinking for ages and I don't know how to do it, Catherine, and I'm not doing it now. I would like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden with you.
Oh.
Drown you. Apparently it's based on a true story, Octopus's Garden. Did you know this?
No.
Peter Sellers, Ringo Starr.
Oh.
We're on a yacht.
And the captain of the yacht said, of course, you know, Monsieur Star Sellers, that the octopus creates a garden. He lives in a cave and he creates a garden. And he collects many beautiful shiny things.
Where was he from again?
And the sea. Many beautiful shiny things. And he makes a garden outside his cave. And Ringo went, boom. Oh, you know, octopus's garden. And that's how that song came about. It's a true story.
Peace and love, man.
True story. Here's what I'd like to do, and this is a genuine thing. This is a genuine thing, right? And I'm trying to get out of my silly, sarcastic voice because I was going to do it all pompous, and I can't be, you know, I struggle to be genuine. I want to mentor, like, two... Hello, I'm talking to you!
Yeah. I'm listening!
Look at me! What are you showing me that for?
You just hit it!
Didn't touch it.
Which I think is actionable.
Pen lid is not actionable, and that's what was tossed in your direction.
Grazed my nipple.
You should be grateful anybody's tossing anything in your direction these days.
Oh, apologise now.
Sam, I'm sorry you had to hear Mum and Dad arguing. Here's what I'd like to do. And I don't quite know how to do it. And I want to do it separately from talk radio. Is I want to work on a radio station that respects me. No, jokes. I want to mentor, like, two young people that want to work in radio.
Mm.
Like, properly, this is a proper thing now. I want to mentor them, but I don't quite know what I mean by that. And I guess it would have to be people that are maybe sort of doing something in radio that, I don't know, right? It just feels selfish. But then that implies a degree of arrogance. There's no way of saying it without sounding arrogant. So I'm just going to say, to just be doing this job, right, and be in a really privileged position and be doing this job for 20 years, pretty much, right, at some really big stations and some small stations and some highs and some lows and all of that, feels a little bit selfish to not give a hand to the people that are coming up behind us. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? And I don't mean in a, hey guys, I'm Ian Lee off the radio. It's just I've experienced quite a lot. And I happen to be in a very fortunate position. We both are, that we're allowed to do what not many radio presenters are allowed to do. We're allowed to do pretty much whatever we want. Pretty much whatever we want. Not many people get that freedom. And I've been sacked unfairly and I've walked out and I've acted like a dick in some places and I've acted like a hero in some place and I've got all this wealth of experience. It just seems selfish to keep it to myself and not share it with others that could perhaps learn from it. And I've been thinking about this for ages, for like a year, maybe more than a year. And I was thinking about it today and I was thinking I could so easily have two young people that could like email me or phone me if they needed a little bit of advice or a tip or something that we could like maybe once every 3 or 4 weeks we could have like a little Skype chat and they could send me some stuff to listen to and I could give my opinion. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
But I just don't want any of the idiots that listen to this. I don't quite know how to take it to the next.
I've offered that in the past because, you know, we've done...
I wasn't interested, Catherine. I think I'm doing very well on my own, thanks.
Not you. But, you know, because I get asked to do talks now and again at universities.
Well, we've
and
both
stuff.
Done talks at yeah, schools and unis,
exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've both got quite... Everyone who works in radio has got a unique perspective because everyone got here a different
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
And the number of times I've said, you know, if there's anything you wanted to ask away from here, because sometimes people don't want to ask in a crowded classroom. Some people don't want to ask because, you know, they don't want to be that guy who slows everyone down at the end of a day or whatever. I never get anyone.
No.
Maybe I've had one person.
I do it for free, obviously. It's not like, you know, I'm doing all right. So I guess it's sharing the experience and sharing the knowledge. Because
yeah.
Otherwise, one day I'm going to be dead and this knowledge, whatever use it is, will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, okay, here's what I'm trying to ask. I knew there was a point. Is anybody listening who mentors or who has been mentored at some point? How do you go about doing it? Because I'm very wary of going on Twitter and going, hey guys, I'm looking for two young people to mentor. Because I'm not promising a job, I'm not offering a job. Sure, they could come and sit in maybe once every month or something, once every couple of months. But, you know, I'm not offering a job. And also, if I go onto Twitter, suddenly it becomes like a competition and, you know, but people go, oh, me, I'd love to. I'd love to.
And also, what we get is people that don't listen.
Yeah, God, the people
and don't pretend to listen when they come in.
So what I'm trying to ask the listener is, have you ever mentored? Have you ever been mentored? How did it work? Did it help? Was it a waste of time? Did it help?
And that's all we've got.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Here we go. 0344 499 1000. You watch tomorrow. England is going to be full of Scottish people slapping their kids. They're all going to come here and do it. How could anyone? I can see all the tweets and texts that the other shows on this station get. I can see everybody who wants to smack children. I mean, we all think that's Of course, smacking children should be, assaulting children should be illegal. It seems really, really obvious to me. Ever smacked your kids, Kath?
No.
Never smacked mine. Are your kids, are they going around stabbing each other?
No.
No. Although, let me find a text I saw earlier. Hang on.
An expert, quote-unquote, talking to Eamon Holmes earlier today.
Yeah.
It was a guy from Spiked.
Okay.
Saying that...
I don't know what Spiked is.
I think
is.
It's an online magazine, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Saying that it's an expression of love, smacking your children, setting them straight, and a slap.
Okay.
I prefer a low tone and threats.
Yeah.
This is what works for me. You don't do that. You carry on. We're going home.
I can't find it, but there was a message earlier saying, I bet none of the kids who go around stabbing each other were smacked as kids. Well, it's rubbish. I was smacked as a kid, right? And I always thought I was smacked as a kid. Never did me any harm. Well, hang on. I turned out to be a divorced drug addict. Not saying that was the cause for it, but there has been some harm in my life. Was the smacking part of it? I don't know. And most people that say, well, smacking never did me any harm. Look at the state of you, you idiots.
My mum.
I'm cleverer than you. That's why I don't smack my kids, because I'm clever. I'm smart. I don't raise my hand and they go, oh, God. I talk to them. I discuss things. And if they don't, you know, I educate them and I punish them with other ways.
My mum used to slap me now and again. And she regretted it every time.
Yep.
She would come up and say that she regretted it every time. And she's spoken to me since as an adult. And she said that one time she really did go to town on me. I know I can't remember that. She said, but she knew she'd lost her temper. She knew she'd lost her temper.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that to my children.
No. If you want to phone up, here's the thing. We won't have, the people listening to this show are for the most part intelligent. Well-rounded people. So there won't be anyone going, but I smack my kids and I'm all right. See, if you smack your kids, you're thick. I once had an argument with Philip Schofield about it. He used to smack his kids. Thicko.
It's old-fashioned.
Thick Phil, I call him, because it's you don't need to do it. And then so goes, well, what if they were about to run in front of a car?
You should be holding your hands.
And they ran in front of the car, and they said, right, well, if they'd run in front of a car, they'd be shitting themselves anyway. I would happily shout at them to stop them running. I would have a strong word with them about the effects and all of that. I would judge the situation. I'm not going to hit them. Idiots.
Also,
yes?
You lose the argument if you hit a kid, because mm-hmm. then they hit their sister or brother or kid in the street, kid at school, and you can't say to them, don't hit somebody. Well, you hit me. When my daughter hits the other one, I always say, now, why did you hit your sister? She annoyed me. You're annoying me. I don't hit you. Why not?
My mum bit me once. Because I bit the cat and threw the cat down the stairs. And then I bit my sister, and so she bit me. And I never bit again. But 40 years later, I'm still talking about the day my mum bit me and thinking, that was weird, man. That was a weird thing to do. I tell you who the type of person that probably enjoys hitting their kids is the type of people, and we get them occasionally, who phone me up and say they want to beat me up because they don't like my views on things. That's what happens, guys. So no, well done, Scotland. Let's bring it into the rest of the United Kingdom, please. Makes absolute perfect sense. Of course, we should not physically assault children. Makes sense to me. Let's go to Lee. Good evening, Lee.
Oh, you've got me coming up to a place where there's a dead spot on the phone. What, Catherine? Lovely to be on your show, darling. Hello, Ian. All right, mate.
I'm the one that controls the faders. So.
Are you real?
I'm the one that controls the faders, so I don't know. Well, we'll give him another go. It's been a long day. Let's give him another go. Go on, Lee. It's a second chance. Away you go.
What? Have I done something wrong?
Apart from being a prick, no. Go on, what you got?
Oh, Ian, don't say that, mate.
Lee, what
I love you. Don't call me a prick, for okay. God's sake.
All right, sorry, Dad. What would you like...
Catherine, sort him out.
What would you like to say, Lee?
No, at the beginning of the show, you said about pain. Remember? Pain.
Yes.
Remember?
I remember, yes.
Catherine, stop taking the piss.
Stop giving me material, then. Crack on.
Get to your point, please.
Well, I'm trying to crack on, but you're butting in, Cap.
No. I'm not butting in. I'm in charge.
All right.
Continue.
I remember.
Oh, it's taking the mick out
of
Cockney.
It's waiting for you to get on with what you're saying, you absolute muppet. What do you want?
You're racist, Ian, taking the mick out of my language. Anyway, about this pain.
Yes.
Right. I knew nothing about pain apart from banging me toe. In me funny bone. Then 14 years ago,
yes.
We got little steps down to our toilet at home.
Yeah, go on.
No, I don't even know why that was funny. Anyway.
A little step down to your toilet?
No, listen. Like, you're laughing. I never fell down it.
No.
My wife did.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
And as she stepped down, you know, sometimes,
yes,
like,
yes.
You go on the edge of your foot and you sort of go to the side. She broke her ankle.
Oh.
It was bent all out of shape.
Oh, unlucky.
So I'd done the right thing, you know, as the husband.
Yes.
I just run around the kitchen with my hands in the air because I just could, like, looking at her foot...
It was horrible.
I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
But anyway...
Bag of peas.
14 years... No, mate.
Bag of peas.
14 years later...
Yeah.
She lost her job in the bank. She used to work in the bank.
And
everything was hunky-dory. So they put her in plaster, all that. 6 weeks later, the plaster come off, and generally you think everything's going to be all right. But it wasn't. And it took like a year or so for someone to give her like a diagnosis.
I'll tell you what the most painful thing is, listening to this phone call. Well, I'm living this in real time.
You're... Ian,
what?
I like you, but you're an arsehole.
You are.
Can I talk to Catherine and maybe she won't be so rude?
I will turn my. I'm turning my back on you, and I'm not listening. Catherine, tell me when he's finished. It'll be about an hour.
Proceed, Lee. Come on, let's hear it.
Anyway, all right then, because I do go on a bit. I know that because my wife tells me. Anyway, have you heard of the McGill? Pain scale.
He's talking to you because he's not talking. He won't talk to me anymore. Tell me to talk to me.
Tell me about it.
Very petty man.
I got struck off, so no. I've
what do you mean? Tell you about? I just told you, Catherine.
Hey! Don't be shouting at me, mate.
No.
Let's all calm down.
It's the craze versus what are you like? Peaky Blinders. Come from around your way, isn't it, Kath? It's the craze versus the Peaky Blinders. Away we go.
I'm not from Birmingham.
Well, what is it from Manchester then? What's the Manchester equivalent? Bez. It's the craze versus the Happy Mondays. It's the craze versus Joy Division. What is the gangster equivalent?
He doesn't sound like the craze. He sounds like Charlie Slater.
Okay, all right.
You're telling me I'm going... How about him? Who's got his back turned to me?
We have to go on. We'll get paid to talk for 3 hours. Anyway,
Well, if you be quiet, I'll kill you for the third time.
I asked you to tell me about the McGill scale, and you took umbrage. Now, deep breath.
She said umbrage, not Uxbridge.
Yeah,
right? It's a word.
Listen, I'm a black cab driver. I thought she said Uxbridge. I don't know what umbridge means, but anyway.
Offence.
You want crossings go on the other side of the river.
Right. I've just got home, so I'm gonna reduce my volume.
Reduce your volume. You don't wake your wife in case her foot still hurts. Why don't you go into your luxury hot tub in your back garden?
No, listen, Catherine, have you heard of the McGill?
No. Again.
Right, look here, I'm on a computer, Cat.
I ain't looking it up. If you know what it is, you tell me.
Tell
me about the McGill scale. This is the fourth time you've mentioned it, and you've not told me anything about it.
Right, I'm just about to, because I've got it up already.
Dirty. Yeah.
And where are ya? And what it is?
Yeah.
Right, here we go. Right, this is the McGill Pain Index. Ian, don't wind me up, son.
No, not doing anything.
I'm from South London.
Yeah, so yeah. Do you know John Ruskin Street?
Of course I know John Ruskin Street. Well, Camel New Road, yeah. The other end.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
My family used to live on John Ruskin Street, so don't give me this South London nonsense. Hillingdon Street, then it goes round. You know Hillingdon Street, then it goes round to John Ruskin Street. That's where my nan used to live and where my cousins used to live.
Do all you people shout?
Oh, you're an odd bastard, isn't you?
What's your language? Yeah. We can't have a beat.
Very common.
Very common. Very proud. Very proud of it.
You're very common.
He's having a go at me for being common.
Anyway, the pain scale.
Right. So, zero is no pain. Then it goes up to number 10, which is a sprain. Number 20, toothache.
Yeah.
You had toothache, Kathy.
Yeah.
Top toothache.
Number 30, this phone call.
On the Joanna now.
Come on, you can't resist.
To me, and he's on the poxy piano.
Because I'm a Londoner, and I think about wherever I roam.
Come on, everybody.
I get a funny feeling inside of me. It's number 5 on this crappy scale. I'm singing so loud I woke the missus up. And my brothers are in jail.
So, number 20...
He's still doing...
Number 20, it goes after shingles, nerve pain and arthritis. That's number 20.
Arthritis?
I know him.
Listen, you're spending too long with him.
20 minutes on
you this never used to be like this, Catherine.
I've always been like this.
Not as bad.
Yeah,
you're getting worse.
Are you telling us that the highest pain is the pain that your wife may have felt being married to you for so long? Is that what we're getting to?
Not really.
Hey, Lee.
Oh,
maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love Londoners. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I think about wherever I go. I get a funny feeling inside of me. It's moving up and down. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London sound. Maybe it's because he's a Londoner that he won't shut bloody up.
Maybe it's because he's a Londoner that he's getting on all about it. He phoned up 20 minutes ago to tell us about her indoors. The thing is, he's never been married, 'cause he's a bloody bore.
Anyway, number 30 is fibromyalgia, and I can't read the other bit.
I'm surprised you read that much.
But some of it is chronic back pain and phantom limb pain.
Phantom limb pain, right? Yes.
That's 30.
Okay.
We're going up to 50. Alright, relax. I'll try and get quicker. this is going to annoy Catherine. Oh my god. Guess what's number 40? Childbirth.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you hear that, Catherine?
Yeah, but I had very pointy children. You find a bit where it says the kids are pointy. Honestly, one of them had a fist to her face. It's like giving birth to the thinker.
What is the point of this? Can we just jump to number 50? And was it your missus that felt the pain?
Listen, number 40 is childbirth. Oh, and 42 is CRPS, chronic regional pain syndrome.
I'm feeling it right now.
That's what she's got.
Right. And at number 50, it's banging your knee on a coffee table.
No. Do you know what number 50 is?
Is it a paper cut?
Wrong.
Standing on a Lego.
Is it a kick in the in the Jacobs?
Ringing Ian Lee.
Get out.
I kind of love him.
What a waste.
Can we keep him?
No, we cannot. What was that? This is Talk Radio.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. Peace reigns. He's calling me common. let's go to Jake. Good evening, Jake.
Yeah, good evening, Ian.
Jake, whoa.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to tell him? You tell him, please.
Yeah, Jake, you can't drop the F-bomb.
Okay, is he a yellow card?
Kathy?
Withdraw,
yeah. First of all,
Where's this going? Jake, your fade is down. No one can hear you. Going to give you one more chance, right? You can't drop an F-bomb on the air. You cannot speak to the co-host of the show like that anytime, okay?
Whatever.
Okay.
Thanks for your time, Jake. Really nice speaking to you. 0344. Do you want to try again? Do you want to be polite, young man?
Yeah, I'll be polite.
Would you like to apologise to Catherine?
I haven't said anything untoward towards her.
Would you like to apologise for the F-bomb?
To who?
Thanks very much for your call, Jake. Goodbye, mate. Goodbye.
You seem nice.
You've been waiting about 30 minutes for that.
Here's the thing, right? I barely tolerate Kath. Call me Kathy.
No.
I'm going to get my back up.
No.
Calling me Kathy and telling me to pipe down. Not going to work.
Just manners, guys. Here's the thing. She ain't here just to make the tea. She does make tea. She ain't here just to make the tea. She's not here to... She's the co-host, right? We host this show together. She also produces the show as well, so she does a lot more work than me. You know the podcast you get? She does that. Ain't me, right? So it's not like she's here, we're doing her a favour. It's not like she's won a competition to be here. The competition she's won is like 20 years, 25 years, really hard work to be co-hosting a national late-night radio show. So don't phone up and speak to her or me or Sam or anybody on this team like that. Ever. Jake, if you want to phone up and apologise, and you want to do it with good grace and good humility, I will certainly listen to it. It's up to Catherine whether she decides to or not. I can't speak for her. But I would certainly consider your apology. But don't anyone phone up like and speak to you like that, or me or Sam like that.
No.
By the way, people are rude to Sam. Sam's the young man that answers the phones, right? Guess what? He tells us. He's not grassing. He tells us. Right? Because I've asked him to tell us if people are rude to him. But some people are very, very dismissive to him. All right, he's calling back in.
We've got a full delay. All right, let's see how this goes, Catherine. Are you okay to speak to him again?
Yeah, as long as you don't give me any old lip.
Okay, Jake.
Yeah, hi, Ian. And hi, Cathy. Sorry if I...
Stop calling me Cathy.
Is it... What's your name? Catherine?
Yeah.
Catherine of Aragon. Okay. Right. Let's move forward.
Well, I'm not ready to move forward.
Why?
Because you sound like a bit of a knob. What's the matter? Why are you coming on why are you coming on full of attitude?
I've got one. It's not very big, but it works.
I doubt it's that. Personal. Listen, what's with the attitude? Excuse me. What's with the attitude? And why are we discussing your fertility?
Because I've got three whys. Why did you give that?
Fascinating character.
I know. So full of fury.
Fascinated.
Yeah.
Not fascinated enough to listen to his points, but fascinated why he's so angry.
Yeah. And it's directed at me.
And it's directed at women. You're a woman.
Yeah.
We got the test results back, guys, and turns out I was wrong. I owe you an apology. She is a lady. Anger directed at you. Fascinated. I could do the rest of the show just fading this guy in and out.
This is the other thing. When people come on and they think they can divide and conquer...
You know, we're like really good mates and stuff. We've worked together for about 6-7 years. You know that, right? We're really good mates. And our kids play with each other and stuff. You know that. So,
go on.
I'm from the 90s.
Missed all of that, Jake. I'm like
a Terry Christian.
Okay. No, Terry Christian has redeeming qualities. Jake, what would you...
You are Terry Christian with black hair.
What are you shouting for?
Because
why are you so angry, man? What's the anger about?
I'm not. I'm just animated.
Are you on drugs? Can I ask that? Are you on cocaine? There's a cokey vibe coming here.
You are already on drugs. Sorry, Ian. Sorry.
I'm on Nurofen.
I was going to ask if you're on drugs. And
I haven't had a class A drug since March the 27th, 2018.
So you say.
No, I have no reason to lie about it.
Well, I have no reason to believe you.
Okay. Are you on drugs? Because there's a very dark vibe that generally only comes from cocaine that I'm getting from you.
Cocaine? Odd. You don't understand
the word cocaine. Wow. Okay. That's the best you got.
I don't understand why you brought it up.
Because
it must be something that's prevalent and pertinent in your life.
No, because I'm getting a very dark... I told you, Jake, but you're not listening.
Because it's part of your life. It's part of you. It's who you are. You're a cocaine addict.
I'm not a cocaine addict. I'm a drug addict. I would take any drug that was put in front
you're
of me.
You're a cocaine addict. That's why you brought up cocaine.
I was a drug addict. I am a drug addict. I would take anything...
You brought up cocaine because you have a cocaine addiction.
Stop
bringing up cocaine. I do not do cocaine.
I think you do
stop
cocaine.
Stop bringing up cocaine.
Stop saying cocaine.
You said cocaine more than I have.
Because you brought it up first.
Just let it go then. Your initial assumption. It wasn't an assumption. It was a question. Didn't assume anything. I never assume anything. I questioned things.
That preceded a question.
Jake, you're not as clever as you think.
You are a bad man. And I shall stop you.
Oh.
What did he say?
I shall stop you.
You will not stop me. I am here.
I will stop you, Jake, because you're not here anymore.
What was that?
Stopped you. Let's go to Michael. Good evening, Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hello, yes, Ian. Hello, hi.
Hello.
Yep, just wondering, I understand you have
Is there like a new drama school started or something, and they've all been set the assignment. Right, here's what you have to do. You have to create a character, and you have to go on a national phone-in show and really live that character. I want you to record it and bring it in, and we will listen to them next Monday, and the best one will get an A+. Is that what's going on, Michael?
Okay.
Prefer the callers from last night. What would you like to say, Michael?
I'm just wondering that I understand you have a video game convention coming up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, including my friend Zypho.
Okay, I don't know who's going to be there, but I will be in Blackpool on October, I think it's the 12th and the 13th.
12th to the 13th. Okay then, mate, thank you very much.
And scene.
Speechless. Can we get the clip of him shouting just once, "You are a cocaine addict"? Can we have that? Because I can find a use for that. I'll play that. That'll be my ringtone, just to remind me. Switchboard's empty. Ah, jeez. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We're taking calls straight to air. That call has gone, which is probably for the best. I think we've had an... Oh, it's my headphones. I do apologise. I think we've probably had enough of him this evening. So 03444991000 is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock until Daryl Morris comes in. Someone's been on Facebook during the news.
Not Facebook,
during,
no. Twitter.
Okay.
I don't go on Facebook anymore. God.
03444991000. Call straight to her. Don't swear. Don't be libelous. There's a 7-second delay, so you will get cut off and dumped if you do anything that could potentially get us into trouble. Sam, who normally takes your calls, is coming through to sit in with us for the last little bit of the show. In the meantime, Catherine, what have you got for us?
Okay, well, our very favourite sexpert, Tracy Cox.
I love Cox. I love Cox. We tried to get... Cox was going to come in.
Yeah, but I see now she's got her own show on a different radio station.
Oh, has she? Oh, good for her. What station?
Can't remember.
Okay, Heart, LBC.
One of the others, yeah.
Okay, oh, good for her. Good for her. All right, well, that makes sense.
Is bad sex killing your new romance? Tracy Cox reveals bedroom blunders that guarantee you won't get another date and the moves to ensure they come back for more.
Sounds great. We're in. Me and Sam are listening.
Okay, I'll make notes.
This is in the Daily Mail's female section.
And it's female is spelled F-E-M-A-I-L, like lady paper, lady newspaper.
Because men aren't interested in this stuff. This is just for the girls.
Come on, girls. Get to work.
The start of relationships is most people's favourite bit.
Is it?
Is it?
That's a strange thing to say.
It's heady, sexy and electrifying, but it's also
electrifying.
So much effort though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, a lot, exactly. You can't fast in front of
how
them.
Long are you going to be that guy before you let her know the truth? But it's also nerve-wracking. Men most people don't last past 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months was my cut-off point. Yeah.
And it's easy to send the wrong signals, especially in bed.
Oh,
everyone is individual, but there are some sex sins that are universal.
One up the bum, no harm done.
You can stop staring at your phone and willing it to do something if you're guilty of any of these. They're not going to call you. Sex mistakes that guarantee you will not get another date. Okay. One, getting kinky too soon.
Okay. Excuse me?
Sure. If they're also into what you're into, they're going to love it rather than be turned off. But introducing some pretty out there sex moves really early on really freaks most people out.
You've got to take your time, of course.
Your first thought is this. If they're needing this much stimulation at the beginning, when pretty basic sex feels great because you just met, what are they doing, going to want to do when you're 2 years in and bored? There's plenty of time to explore more adventurous sex later. Why waste the erotic punch of trying new things at the start when it's not really needed?
Yep.
More importantly, one person's kink is another person's yuck.
Yep.
Once you stray off the conventional path, you're moving into unknown territory. You don't know this person's history or how conservative they might be deep down, but both strongly affect how adventurous they want to be. Tracy is saying, she's not saying stick to missionary, but she is saying take baby steps when suggesting something out of the norm.
Yeah. Carry on.
Proposing you have anal sex or some pretty full-on BDSM in the first few sessions is way too soon for most people. Do people need telling this? Looking disappointed over penis size or performance. The quickest way to guarantee you'll never see a guy again is to either look visibly disappointed. Who does that? With how well endowed he is, or overreact to any issues he has with erections or ejaculating too quickly.
Let me just introduce our friend, because we're at that thing, we can only have one line ringing at a time.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Yeah, it's fine. So we've got line one on the line. Good evening, line one.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Kath.
Hello.
Is everyone drunk tonight?
Come on. Going back to last week's show, what qualifies as one hit wonder?
Someone who had one hit.
Yeah, but what qualifies? Does it matter where they are in the charts or not?
Yes, they have to have one hit in the top 20.
Right, so I give you Fastball, The Wave.
You give us what? It's very much, it's a terrible line.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's very muffled. Doesn't there anything you can do to stop it being so muffled?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Better.
That's it. Muffled.
That's it. That's better.
Keep your phone in the same position.
Right. The group is Fastball, and the track is The Way.
I'm aware of Passport. I don't remember the song. Could you sing it for us?
No.
Thanks very much for your call. I mean, come on. If you're going to phone up and just mention a one-hit wonder, you're going
to be committed.
Ready to sing the song. This is the problem with YouTube, is YouTube has now made it very difficult for people to be bothered to contribute in the way that they used to contribute. Because I would go, hey, well, let me just get that up now for you guys. Carry on. So don't laugh when he comes too quickly. Okay,
yeah,
got that?
Yeah, and don't get the whips out on day one. Overacting in bed is the second thing.
Okay.
Lying back and letting him do all the work always makes it into the things I hate in bed list for men. But doing the opposite, screaming the place down when all he's doing is tweaking a nipple, isn't too far below it. Letting him know you're enjoying it is one thing. Overplaying it and pretending every single thing he does is the best thing that's ever happened to you. Comes across as desperate.
Let's, on that sort of tweaked nipples, let's go to our friend Line 2. Hello, Line 2.
Hello.
Hello, Line 2. You're on the wireless.
Oh, am I already? I okay, hang on a sec. I'll just turn my wireless off.
Okie dokie.
Sorry. Hi. I just wanted to say it's Mary from Brighton.
Hello, Mary from Brighton.
I just want to say I've been listening to your show for a long, long time.
Yes.
And I have to say tonight has been amazing.
Really?
Yes. and I feel...
Okay, thank you.
She's listening to a podcast at the
moment. Yes. Thank you. It's very kind of you.
But I also feel there's a big change in you. And... Oh, God, it's been such a happy, happy show. You and Kaz have to deal with so much.
Oh, and, drunk callers.
I don't know what you do when you finish the show. I mean, I want to leave the show and get pissed because you go through so much.
Yeah, well.
And I just want to say thank you because tonight you both have been amazing.
Thank you. Have you had a little drinky-poos tonight to celebrate?
I have had a drink, yes.
Okay.
I wasn't celebrating, you can tell from my voice I've been drinking.
Are you coming, did you get tickets to come and see our show, Mary?
Yes.
Oh.
I have.
Well done, because it's almost sold out.
The 9th of November.
And we'll be back in Brighton. I think I can say this now. We will be back in Brighton on Sunday, June the 14th.
So we're
coming back.
Well, I've got the tickets for the 9th of November.
Beautiful. We will see you there, Mary.
Yeah, I'll look forward to it.
I look forward to it as well. Thank you very much. And it is in a pub. Let us go.
My favourite thing about that call?
Yeah.
I should pierced.
Line 3, you're on the wireless. Do you know this song?
Yeah.
What is it?
High Hopes by Panic at the Disco.
Oh.
Mama said.
Go to bed.
Is everyone getting drunk because Brexit is coming? Is that what? Yeah. Either celebratory or commiseratory?
Mama said. In all the history. Fusion and victory.
every day, we wanted everything, wanted everything. Don't give up, it's a little complicated. All tied up, no more luck, I hate to see you waiting. I still have hope for living. Little stars guiding, I always had a killing. Little no top, but I always had a vision. Always had a hope. I do have a hope for living. Didn't know I, but I always had these visions. I was gonna be that one in a minute. Always had a hope.
Thank you very much. That was wonderful. We just quickly go to line two. Hello, line two. You're on the wireless.
Hello, it's Sam.
Hello, Sam. You're through to Sam.
No, I don't want to speak to Sam.
I thought you thought that Sam wasn't getting enough credit. Has he had too much now?
Yeah, he's getting big for his boots.
Yeah.
He has, okay.
Hey, I thought our Sam was supposed to...
Get deep out of it, Sam. I'm talking to Sam.
Sam's time now.
Sam's time, not Sam's time. Yes, Sam. Not you, him. You.
Which Sam?
You, Sam.
Hey.
You, Sam.
I was a bit bored of a major Discord server.
Okay, well, I don't like Discord. I think it's for perverts and weirdos. But you have great fun on there. Thanks very much indeed.
Where's the better sound now?
Discord's a terrible, terrible place full of absolute scumbags. I would never in a million years. Hello, line two. You're on the wireless. Okay, no, you're not. It's as simple as that. That's the way it works sometimes. Carry on with what you should do
chat.
On the first date.
Yeah.
Sexy chat. It ain't working, Kath.
Show enthusiasm but don't overdo it, I think, is the key to that one. 3, not returning the favour with oral sex. You don't have to immediately reciprocate, but the effort scale should even up over a few sessions.
The effort scale? Isn't that what that Cockney caller was trying to explain to you? He was good. I think he was genuine, that guy.
I think he was.
I'm pretty sure he was, yeah.
I thought he was very, very... Lee, wasn't it?
I actually loved him.
Yeah.
I actually loved him. Taking it slowly. Casual sex has its place, but for most of us, sex with someone we like and want to have a relationship with is a big deal. Take your time getting there. She's already said about flipping for all the other stuff, whips
Sam,
and chains.
You're a young man. What, are you 26?
7.
You're older than 7? 27. Hearing Kath talk like this, is it like your mum talking about blowies and things?
No.
Is it like a MILF talking about? Is it horny?
Well, no, because it's
no.
We're sort of one of those. I don't think I've ever had any chat like that with my parents at all. And like, it's one of those things where I still to this day, if there's a chance that they'll see me watching a film which might have something raunch in it, nope.
Do you want to ask? Kath has experienced a lot of stuff. Do you anything you want to ask her about blowies and stuff? Treat her like your mum.
Well, can I ask you, what does it feel like?
It feels nice. It was good. I enjoyed it. Hello, line two. You're on the wireless. Okay, thank you very much indeed. Let's carry on.
Was that
with, I've got no idea what that was. Let's carry on with the old
with the sexy chat.
Yes.
Okay, having one hot move that makes you stand out from the rest. Most of us have one killer bedroom move.
Oh.
Something we do that's worked well on people in the past.
Yeah.
It might be giving the best massage they've ever had, using your entire body.
Oh, dear God.
It might be removing your clothes with the finesse of a professional stripper. Oh! I would find that quite off-putting, wouldn't
you? No one can.
Take your top off.
No hands.
And run it through your legs.
Or if the guy just rips his trousers off. No, there's no need for that.
It may be as simple as the swirl of a tongue or a long, torturous tease as you tell them exactly what you're about to do as you do it. I'm all for keeping it simple, says Tracy Cox.
Do you like keeping it simple, line one?
There's a voice that keeps on calling me down the road. That's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Stop being in denial, Ian.
What was that? Is that troll that is adamant there was a television series?
Obsessed with this idea.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.